Once when I was younger, I stepped right on a nail. Ouch! I can tell you that since then, I've been pretty careful to never do that again. You can get so focused on it never happening again that you get afraid of it or obsessed with it. The fear of it starts to take you over.
So, when you feel fear first, and then think anxious thoughts next, the wacky steamroller thought you're having is called afraid of fear. Being afraid of fear can then make you have more fear, and then it gets worse and worse.
Wacky thoughts can really get you worked up and scared. They can get you so worked up that crank gets clicked on.
I love it! The head bone send wacky thought to crank bone. Who send it to heart bone? Who send it to stomach bone? Who send it to sweat bone? Who send it to I can't breathe bone? Who send it to panic bone? And before you know it, you all worked up over something that just started in your head.
Crank.
Sometimes the thought of being anxious starts the whole thing going. Sometimes it's not the wacky thoughts that start the panic, but the yucky feelings.
Now, let me repeat, Dr. David, because this is really, really important. Your body may feel the feelings of fear before you think something scary. So the only reason you're scared is because you felt something, not because you thought something, which means...
Why you guys looking at me? You, wait a second. Are you saying that I start anxiety attack? But, I hear something from the head first.
No, Crank. You just think you hear something from the head, but actually it starts with you causing the kid to have yucky feelings. Because once it happens a couple of times, you get used to it and get carried away.
Well, I guess I need to get my hearing checked. I really feel bad now. I get kid all worked up and scared. I guess it was just false alarm. I really am sorry, kids.
Dude, we forgive you, man. And we still want you to hang around and do your job to warn against danger. But, Cranky dude, you need to get your eyes and ears checked so that you don't cause false alarms, dude. You're freaking the poor kids out, man.
Oh, very sorry, Chumasa.
Bottom line, you need to learn to not react to Crank's false alarms. You need to just let your body have some bad feelings and not listen to the wacky thought, afraid of fear, who's telling you to get all freaked out.
Kids get afraid that just thinking about their fear will start the whole thing rolling. They get afraid of how their body might react and that they won't be able to control it. Think of it as having first fear and second fear. First fear is your body feeling upset. Second fear is thinking that this is terrible. Instead of dreading the feeling or hating the feeling, try to just notice it. It's just an uncomfortable feeling. That's all. You make it worse if you freak out about freaking out. Is this making sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. As soon as I have any worry, I guess that's first fear, I begin to panic and then I really start thinking the worst. That's second fear, right? I could be fine, and then bam, I'm feeling bad, and my mind goes berserk looking for danger.
My feelings aren't as strong as yours, but when I feel afraid, I start thinking I have to fix it, or I'll get more and more afraid. So that's when I start counting and cleaning. I won't quit until the fear gets less, but once I give in to the fear, then I get more afraid. It's like I'm trying to fix it, but it gets worse.
Well, for me, I'm not sure I can control myself around other people. I might sweat or turn really red. What if I go blank? So if I feel even a little anxious, I freak out because it might get worse and worse. And I'll look like a dork. Then if I get so afraid of being afraid, I get all messed up.
Like, if I feel queasy, I get afraid that I'll barf, and then I do. Then my mom will get really mad at me, so I try to hide it, but I'm afraid I'll get more afraid, and I don't know what to do.
This is totally me. I was just cool, but then one day I started feeling really bad. Now as soon as I feel even a little bit of the same feeling that caused me to go to the hospital, I start freaking. Then my thoughts start going and it just makes me feel worse. Crank, you're messing me up.
I'm not trying to mess you up, but please, don't body slam me. I just think that danger, and when you start thinking that's danger, then I really start thinking that danger. And so I pull fire alarm and alert everybody.
As you learn about this and hear each other, What do you think about all this?
Honestly, it makes me mad.
Yeah. I'm ready to do war with this. No more letting Crank mess me up. No more believing my wacky thoughts. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we stop Fraid of Fear?
Yeah.
Well, it may surprise you, but the way to get rid of it is not by fighting it, but accepting it.
What?
You've got to be kidding me.